Mishnah Yomi, we're learning Maseches Brachos. We're in the middle of the eighth parak. We're continuing the discussion of the various disagreements between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding various practices during a Suda, during a meal. We're up to Mishnah Dalet. Beis Shammai Omrim Mechabden Asabayis V'Achar Kach Notlim Liyadayim. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that prior to washing mayim achronim, before one benches, you should first clear off the table, or if you eat on the floor, clear off the floor of any residue, any food that remains, and only afterwards should you wash your hands. The Gemara explains that Beis Shammai is concerned that when you wash your hands for mayim achronim, say, some water may splash, some of the drops, and may compromise the food. We're not allowed to destroy food that can still be eaten. Leftovers, and therefore first remove any leftovers from the table, and only afterwards wash your hand. Beis Hillel says no, not only a dime. You can. You're allowed to. You don't have to, but you're allowed to first wash your hands. V'yachar kach mechabnes abayis, and only afterwards you can clear off the table. The Gemara explains that Beis Hillel assumed that a person would only use a shamish, a waiter who was a talmid chacham, who knew that food the size of a kezias, an olive-sized food, cannot be left on the table because of this concern of water splashing and compromising it, and therefore the waiter certainly would have first removed any residue, any food the size of a kezias, and therefore there's no concern to wash your hands first, because if it's less than a kezias, it's not a halachic concern if it gets compromised. Beis Shammai disagreed, because Beis Shammai assumed that that's not true. A person potentially could have a waiter, a shamish, who's not a talmid chacham, who's an am aretz, and would not know that any food larger than the size of a kezias should be removed, and therefore some food that size may remain on the table, and therefore you yourself have to first remove the food, and only afterwards wash your hands, do the mayim achronim. And interestingly, in this particular case, the Gemara says, which is unusual, here we actually follow Beis Shammai, that a person should remove those larger pieces of food, and only afterwards wash mayim achronim. The next Mishnah, hey, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ner Umazon Ubisamin the Havdala. Here the Gemara explains that the discussion revolves around the situation where it's Matzai Shabbos, and a person has to say Havdala, but at the same time they eat a meal, their Shalosh Shudas, and they have to bench, but they only have one cup of wine. And and the question is, in terms of procedure, you're supposed to use a cup of wine both for Birchas Hamazon as well as for Havdalah, but you don't have two cups, you only have one cup. So what should you do first? So Beis Shammai says, use the one cup of wine, and with that one cup of wine, first recite the bracha on the ner, on the candle, the Bari Maria Eish, then bench, then recite the bracha on the besamim, and then finally, say the bracha on the Havdalah of Amadim ben Kodesh L'chol. The Tiferes Yisrael explains the following. Let me first just read the Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says, Omrim Ner B'samim Mazon V'Havdalah. Beis Hillel says that, no, the order is, like Beis Shammai, yes, Ner is first, the candle is first. But then, right after the candle, says Beis Hillel, you go right into the B'samim, and then U'mazon, then you bench, and then you say Berachas Hamazon V'Avdala, and then you say the Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. So says it to Tiferes Yisrael, to Kuliyama, everyone agrees, Sfir Leid, the Al Haner Mevarach Tchila. Everyone agrees that the first bracha is the Bari Mor HaEish, on the candle. Why? Midenen Miyad, Mishkishavio Ve'Vio, V'Avdala B'Sof, Lafuka Yuma Ma'achrinon. Everyone agrees that the candle is first, because you get benefit from the candle right away. They brought it to you so you can see. So right away, you say the bracha on the candle. Everyone's going to agree the last thing you're going to say is the Havdalah, because we want to symbolically delay Shabbos as much as possible. What's the machlokas? Rak the Beis Shammai, ner tchila, shmivin lo, v'nenu mimeno miyad, v'yachar kach brachas hamazon. After the candle, bench, why? Kishin ischayiv mikodem. I have to say the bracha on the candle first because I'm getting benefit right away, but then I have to go back to and bench because I was already obligated in benching. Beis Hillel disagrees and says, no, once you're saying the bracha on the candle first, then you have to go right into the besamim. because there's a connection, Shneyam Inyan Shabbos, both are connected to Shabbos, and therefore once you say Ner, you have to go right to Besamim. Then you'll bench, and then finally, you'll say the Havdalah to delay Shabbos as much as possible. The Gemara actually says we don't follow either approach. We actually follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that everyone agrees that actually first you're going to bench. That's the first thing you'll do. The last thing you're going to do is to recite the Havdalah. The Machlokas is just the order of the Ner and the Besamim. And the Ritva explains that the Machlokas is the following, that Beis Shammai says the first to say the bracha on the Ner, because you get benefit from it right away. So say the bracha on the Ner and then the Besamim. But Beis Hillel says, no, first make the bracha on the Besamim, which is actually our practice when we say Havdalah. We first say the Besamim, because the Besamim is connected not to Matzai Shabbos, but to Shabbos. That the reason why we say a bracha on Besamim is because we're sad that our Neshama Yisera has left us, our extra added soul that joins us in Shabbos has departed. So that's connected to Shabbos. So first they say the bracha on Besamim, and then say the bracha on the Ner, which is for Matzah Shabbos when fire was created, nothing to do with Shabbos, but having to do with Matzah Shabbos. Just one final point in this Mishnah, and that is in most shuls nowadays where they eat Havashal Shudas and Shul, so they say they bench and there's over a cup of wine. Even if they have a lot more wine, they don't then say they don't then make a bracha bari peri gafen on that wine, but they save that wine for Havdalah. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah explains is because since most people have the custom not to bench on a cup of wine, so then it's a question, we do it in shul, but it's a question whether it's appropriate to drink the wine at that point, and Shabbos has already concluded. You're not supposed to eat until you recite Havdalah. So it's not really connected to the meal, but it's not a normally thing you have at your meal. And therefore, you'll bench over the cup of wine, but then save the wine for the Havdalah that you'll then recite following Maariv. The Mishnah concludes here, Mishnah Hey, Beshami Omrim, what's the bracha of the Ner? Shabara Ma'or Ha'esh, Ubeis Hillel Omrim Bore Mori Ha'esh. They're just arguing on the word Ma'or. Is it one light, Ma'or, is it Ma'ore? Beis Shammai understands that there's one light, but Beis Hillel says, no, light is made up of different colors, so it's Ma'ore. So how specific do you have to be? Just Ma'or or Ma'ore Ha'esh? And we'll do one more Mishnah Vav. One is not allowed to use a candle or spices of a Ovdei Chochavim, of an idolater. And the Bar Tanur explains that the problem with the candle is that presumably this candle was used by a non-Jew during Shabbos. Malacha was used for this candle, so it's not appropriate to use it for Havdalah. And the Besamim presumably was used for idolatry, and therefore one cannot get benefit from Avodah Zarah. Continues the Mishnah, V'lo aner, v'lo besamim shel mesim. You can't use a candle or besamim that are designated for the dead. The candle was used to give kavod, proper honor, to the dead. It's not made for illumination per se. The besamim is used to dispel any smells, any odor from the mesim. So that's not appropriate to use for Havdalah. V'lo aner, v'lo besamim shlofnei ovichochavim. And certainly you can't use any candle or any spices that were actually used for Avodah Zarah. You can't get benefit for it. And then finally, ein mevarchem al aner ad shioso la'oro. And finally, you can't make the bracha on the candle, explains the Bar Tanura, shiena mi'oro, v'lo shiena mamish el shekarov lo kolkash yuchol lehanos im yirtza. That the candle has to be in close proximity, has to be available for you to get benefit for it, from it. You can't say the bracha of Bori Mereish until it's nearby. Once it's nearby, so then you can say the bracha.